Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Among the Realms here at the Metaphysical Trinity Metaphysical Center here in Hamburg, New Jersey, off of Route 23. I am one of your hosts this evening. My name is Paul. I'm back on the air. I went on a little bit of a retreat. Ticked off a few people for not telling them. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry, Mark, if you're listening to this. But
he will soon.
Yeah, I know. I'll hear it later. But everything's good now. We're good to go. And small panel here tonight.
Yeah, because of the weather.
So we're just going to go around real quick. Let everyone know who's here. So sitting across from me is...
Jackie.
The man of the hour.
Charlie.
And Danielle Rose. Danielle, is your microphone on? That might have been my fault.
There
we go.
Can you hear me now?
There we go. See?
Wow.
I knew I was going to mess up somewhere. There we go. So,
and Vera will be calling in.
She'll be here
via phone because she's up in PA. It's a bad weather.
Yes.
Via Vera.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Vera and I do, we live fairly close to each other. So I know the weather's going to be somewhat bad.
Something you want to tell us, Paul?
Hey, she's married, happily married. I've never been to her house.
And
there
Dave,
we go.
Dave has a big gun.
Dave is a big hunter, too. So for those of you who would like to call in, the number to call in is 347-633-9648. We do have a chat room here on Blog Talk Radio. And we also posted on Facebook. If you would like to leave us a question on Facebook, just leave it in the comments section, and we'll see if we can get your questions answered on the air tonight. And this one's a deep topic tonight.
Oh yeah.
This one we are talking about very deep soulmates, twin flames. You know, what are soulmates? What are twin flames? What's the difference? Are you with your soulmate? Are you with your twin flame? The whole shebang.
How do you find them?
Have they burned out? Should you move on? Should you look for another flame?
No, those things don't burn out.
They don't. Really?
No,
twin flames do not burn out. They never extinguish.
Oh, well, we're going to have to learn a lot more about that then because I don't know.
That's right.
It's a good title, good topic. Yeah.
It is. Well, you know what? I think it's a lot of people have relationship questions, and a lot of times they do. They're like, I know I'm with my soulmate or, that type of thing. Soulmates aren't necessarily only a man's partner. Soulmates can be... your sister, it could be your best friend, it could be anybody. So they don't really typically, have to be just a romantic partner. Whereas a twin flame usually is, it's somebody who's your other, your other half. So it's a little bit different and, they have some similarities and some differences, So which part of this topic would you like to cover first?
Well, you're talking about soulmates and I was just thinking that when I was in junior high and high school, I developed a friendship with a best friend of mine who has been a best friend of mine since the seventh grade. Totally different backgrounds, okay? I came from the other side of the tracks, okay? His family was on the other side of the tracks. The only thing that brought us together was basically music, being in the orchestra, okay? I'm Hungarian, okay? That says a lot right there. My best friend from seventh grade is Japanese.
Wow.
And the only reason I say that is because when you see the two of us together, it doesn't make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It never made a difference. It never made a difference. And, I think of it, and some people say, I've had people say to me, Your friend is Asian. I go, whoa, you're on top of things, Or I've got another best friend that lives down in Virginia. He's originally from North Carolina. Totally different backgrounds. another soulmate, okay? Mm-hmm. And I got a couple other friends that are, you know, pretty close, one that's now living in Pompano Beach. I would do anything for this guy. And probably he'd probably do the same thing for me. But you sit there and you say, soulmates. When you said, I immediately thought of soulmates as being like, you know, your significant other, mm-hmm. your wife, your girlfriend, your, you know, whatever, your husband, your blah, blah, blah. And when you said, oh, it could be your sister, it could be your friend, and it just hit me like, I've got some soulmates.
Right. Well, there are people you feel like very connected to.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you just feel like you've known them for a long time, or you just get into that really comfortable kind of,
absolutely.
You know, routine with them. And no matter what goes on, it always seems like when it's your soulmate, you always kind of figure a way how to learn how to, you know, be okay with each other. The difference is soulmates, like, you can be completely opposite on one end and completely the same on another and still, you know, figure out how to bounce it.
Where you're talking about soulmates. I think I told you this story. About 3-4 years ago, one of the people where I work, their mother died. And she lived down in Bergenfield, where I used to live, okay? As a kid, I grew up there and everything. Well, I said to her, I said, which funeral home is she going to be in? Because I want to pay my respects, and you'll be there. I want to support you. And she goes, okay. And she tells me the name of the funeral parlor. And I drive after work. It's about an hour and 20 minutes, maybe an hour and a half to get down there with traffic and everything after work. And I get down there, and get out of my car, and I'm walking in the front door. And I start walking up the steps to go into the place inside. And all of a sudden, I remembered, maybe I was trying to block it out before that, but that was the funeral home where my mother was laid out when she passed. And all of a sudden, you know, it just flooded into me. I felt what was going on. Well, I didn't want to go in, but I went in, I paid my respects. I said, you know, I said whatever I needed to say, and then I made a quick exit. And I got out to the car, and I was ready to start bawling. I mean, I was that upset. And my buddy, who was living in Virginia, one of my soulmates, I'm pulling out of the parking lot, and I'm crying. And my phone rings, and I look down at it, and I go, oh, it's Bob. And I go, Bob, what's up? He says, I don't know. He says, how you doing? I said, what do you mean, how am I doing? He goes, just felt like I had to call you. Now, he's not psychic, but he felt my energy.
Yep.
Talk about a soulmate and just picking up on it, you know? I told you that story, didn't I? About when I was there?
Yep.
And it was just so strong. Now, I don't know, but you're probably going to come up with even better stories for it. But it was just, it was so compelling to me, you know? It made me feel like, holy cow, you know, when you talk about energies being everywhere and instantly and... It was just amazing. So, you know, you sit there and say, soulmates? Yeah, I just realized now, you know, that yes, we do have soulmates, and they're not always your significant other.
Yeah, they're not, you know. And I think that most people throw that word around anyway, so I think that's why they kind of get...
Usually in bars.
Yeah. But you know what? It's because when you're more involved in understanding those, whether it be soulmates or twin souls or twin flames or whatever it is, it's knowing what the difference is with them, because soulmates, you can have tons of soulmates. So there's some people think there's only one, like they can have one soulmate. You can only have one twin flame. So the difference between a twin flame and a soulmate is a soulmate is somebody that could be your like-minded or connection, no matter who it is, where a twin flame is usually a romantic partner, and they're rare. So to find your twin flame is rare.
Twin flame is what, and soulmate is what?
So I would say, can I
Yep, go right ahead.
A soulmate is somebody that you have a connection with, and I've been told, you know, that they come from you all come from the same soul group. So I would call that like your spiritual tribe. These are people that you perhaps reincarnated with many times, or you just have a similar purpose, or you know you're all connected spiritually somehow. And it could be anybody. It could be a lover. It could be, you know, a friend or a sibling. Twin flame is, there's only one. There's only a pair of twin flames. You may or may not encounter them in every lifetime. They're always connected to you somehow.
There's only one twin flame. I'm going to cut all three of you off for a moment here because we do have a caller, because I know people are hearing static, but I wanted to bring her in before she hung up on us. Hello, Krista.
Hi.
There we go.
Hi, Krista.
How are you?
Hi, Krista.
I'm doing okay.
Do you have a question for us? Or do you have an experience?
I just wanted to call in because I heard that you guys were going to be talking about this tonight, and I have a bit of a weird experience that, or situation rather, that I'm in. I'm actually married to my soulmate, but I have met my twin flame, and my twin flame is in the afterlife.
We heard you. Go ahead. Keep going.
It's this past summer, I actually had a reading with Danielle, her fairy card reading at the psychic fair.
Okay.
And it kind of opened a can of worms about a friend of mine who passed away in February. And through a bunch of different experiences now with having mediumships with Jackie and whatnot, I've actually had a lot of weird experiences now where I've gotten confirmation, and Jackie actually just this past week gave me confirmation that he is, in fact, my twin. So it's been a little bit awkward because, you know, I am married. But, yeah, you can have a connection to your twin even when they've passed on. Like, they don't even have to still be alive.
And how do you feel with that connection even though this twin has passed?
There's always this feeling that, like, I'm never alone. Like, I remember feeling before, like, before I knew about all this, I felt like just a lot more alone. And since he's passed on, there's, like, always this feeling like we're always connected and I always have somebody there with me. Like, I know that everybody always has somebody with them, but I have a lot of dream visitations, and Jackie even said that I astral to him in my sleep.
That's pretty cool. Well, she's strong. It's because the connection is so strong or so intense, and which is why a lot of times you can't get them off your mind and things like that. It doesn't matter that he's crossed over, because Krista's, like, very intuitive, so she's still able to, you know, kind of tap in more on a psychic level with him or a mediumship level with him. So it's stronger for her, regardless of whether he's here or not.
Yeah, it's been, like, pretty intense because it's also very awkward. So I've been trying to find this balance in my life between my soulmate husband and my twin flame in the afterlife. It's kind of, it's very strange.
Do you want to take this one or should I?
Yeah, go ahead.
When people have a struggle with their soulmate and then their twin flame, a lot of times, in the Catholic world, that would actually be considered adultery.
Yeah.
With some people, because you're married to one person, and you are literally thinking about another person. Which
yeah,
is
I know.
Not allowed. This is where you have to throw out the book a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, because let me ask you, how do you like your marriage?
My marriage is fine for the most part.
There you go. Very simple here. Are you happy with your marriage?
Yep.
There you go. So now you have a twin flame that you know you're never going to be alone with, and you are happy with your soulmate.
Yep.
So she's got both.
You got the best of both worlds at this point.
Yeah, there was a lot of, I had to come to terms with that. It took a while because I had a lot of guilt about, you know, being married to one person and then having this connection with another person. It was just very weird when you're not used to it.
Well, especially because he's on the other side now, so it's also
not, she doesn't have any, you know, it's not like he's right in front of her where she, you know, is dealing with it. It's, you know, trying to handle, he's always going to be there, so she's always got that connection. So when he comes in or when she wants to talk to him and he's right there, she's still got that, those feelings don't go away. You know, what is the one thing with a twin flame is, once, I was just talking about this today, once that connection's been made, once that heart chakra's been open where you're connected, the minute that happens when you meet, it never goes away. It is always there. So it's not like one of those things where you can run away from them, or you can try, but you're never going to, you're always think of them, you're never going to forget them, that connection's always going to be there, like, you're done, basically. And really the thing with that is, they only bring you together when you're both like kind of on the same path. You finally meet. Usually one's not at the same level as the other spiritually, and that's usually where you have to try to kind of get it together, basically. And which is why sometimes it doesn't, you know, it's hard to connect at first because one isn't where they're supposed to be. But they say, you know, we talked about this over the weekend, when you do connect, it's like heaven on earth. So it's a different type of, it's a very intense connection. So sometimes it's very awkward. Sometimes it's very overwhelming. But when you embrace it, it's really good. You're brought together because you're actually meant to do certain things in the, with your growth, with your spiritual growth, for others. So it's interesting when they decide they want you to come together. And the one thing that I did learn was about, like, now is when it's less rare. For people who are on a spiritual path or, you know, dedicated to helping others, that their twin flame does come, you know, that you do get guided together for a reason. So you're always chosen. You know, it's chosen at that time for that to happen. And I think for some people, it's just being able to, it's an intense path to walk once you've found them, you know. So it's completely different. Do you understand the twin flame thing?
You know what? I'm not making light of the situation, because when you feel guilt and everything like that, you know, it's tough. It's all internal, and it's fighting back and forth in your mind. But as soon as we started talking just about this one situation, I went back to the 70s and maybe even the 60s. The one song, "Love the One You're With," and I mean, I'm not trying to be light on this, but you can be with your husband and love him, and when you're alone, or you think you're alone and you're not, and you're with your twin, love it. Just enjoy it.
It doesn't work that way. Like, if your twin comes in front of you, yeah, and you're with somebody, you usually, like, at some point, the draw to them is intense, and usually what happens that they find when twins come together is there are, like, obstacles there. There's either one's involved in a relationship, one's married, one is age difference. One hasn't gotten to the level of growth that the other one is at. Or one is going through a lot of serious issues, you know, because a lot of things happen. You ran different paths till you got to that point. So one person might have, you know, grown up this way or gone through these things. One went through these things, how you come out of it is different. But when they feel like it's that time for you to, you know, be guided together, because it's really for you to do spiritual work and to help others. And in other words, you're better as a team, because it's believed you are one soul split in two, and then you're two separate souls. You're still whole, but then you come back together and you make this huge, you know, extra large whole. But so you can't really... it would be very difficult to, you know, from people who have told me their experiences, it's very hard to stay in the relationship you're in if that twin flame soul is so strong, because you'll want to be with them. In other words, it's very hard to be around them and not want to be with them. It's hard to be in that energy because that's your other half.
I'd like to address the guilt and the kind of what Jackie was saying about it being difficult to be away from the person. This might be the one point in my life where I would suggest, you know, thinking about things as opposed to going with your heart. Going with your heart is going to tell you to go with a twin flame, even if that's completely unrealistic, such as in Chris's case. You know, like you can't give up all of your work on this plane to be on another plane when you're supposed to be here. So that's where you have to realize that when you're with your soulmate, you have work to do there too. Mm-hmm. And if you met with your twin flame and it didn't work out for whatever any reason that it didn't work out, that was meant to be for a reason as well. And that's maybe, as Jackie was saying, maybe one person has evolved spiritually and the other hasn't.
Absolutely.
And so you're going to now do your work with your soulmate, and potentially there will be, in this lifetime or another, there will be another chance for that meeting again where you can still do that work, or you can even do it whether that person has passed on, is in the spiritual realm, or in this realm. I do believe that there's an opportunity to do that work on the spiritual plane as well, because you are so connected. There is, you know, you had mentioned, you know, astral projection and or traveling, and I think that there's a lot to be said about dreams when you're dreaming about somebody repeatedly. Those are opportunities to do that work that maybe you can't do in the physical realm, either because it's just too intense, maybe there's arguing or age difference or, you know, whatever reason you need to be apart. That's where your brain tells you, okay, we're apart because we have to be, because the work needs to be done.
Especially
elsewhere.
If somebody's not, like, if you met your twin and they're nowhere near, anywhere near where you are, like level-wise, because maybe even though you were supposed to meet at that point, they never got to that point, you can't, like pull yourself down and not move forward because of it. It's just that the opportunity, a lot of times when they do that, it's to see, will that person step up to their to the plate? Will that person recognize where they have to be? They don't always do that. So you can absolutely have, there's a lot of people who have met their twin flame, but they are nowhere near, like, where they should be when they meet them. You know, and then there are other people who've actually, I've talked to that did meet their twin flame, and, you know, other circumstances, either they didn't get out of something when they could have or whatever, but then they do, sometimes they do regret it. It's like almost like you miss it because you still have that connection. I have a lot of people that come in there, you know, I knew it should have been this and I didn't, I did this, and then that part all falls apart anyway. Like that part fell apart. So at the time, that's not what they, you know, were thinking, but sometimes you don't know. Sometimes people don't, not everybody knows about twin soul or twin flames, and, you know, soulmates are usually the most common. So everybody always thinks, oh, you know, he's just like me, I found my soulmate. And there's so many different things involved with a soulmate than a twin flame. It's not, it's like you were saying, it's far more intense with a twin flame. It's not that same, it's the same kind of connection, but at a more intense level.
And think about being in a physical body. Think about this when you're thinking about spiritual stuff. It's so intense that if you can't handle that intensity, maybe it's just, maybe you just need to meet for that moment in time in this life. But, you know, I mean, personally, I'm a very intense person with intense emotions, and I know that just the normal person walking on the street could not handle the gamut of emotions that run through me on a daily basis. And I think most men, especially married men, will probably agree with that when they look at their wives and how emotional we are. I mean, and that's beauty about that. But it's so intense that if you know, you just may not be able to handle that connection with your twin flame. That may be the obstacle. So
Well, that's what they, you know, that's what most people have a problem with. And then there's ones who found it and they work great. And I know Vera is going to be calling in, but Vera's she's a great example of that. You know, her and Dave. So if she calls, which she should be soon.
You know, I tell you what. When we were just talking about the subject before we got on the air, I was sort of like, you know, I don't know how this
are
is
we really
go.
Talking about this?
This is phenomenal.
There such a thing?
This is really phenomenal because I think everybody has experienced something.
Oh, sure. Especially like soulmates.
Absolutely. You know what? I don't have any of my own. I can't think of things to come up with to actually contribute. I just.
Well, you had stories. I've got
things that I've read or heard somewhere else. Okay, and one of the things I heard was, and just what you were saying about, you know, having the twin flame or the soulmate. And if you're here now with your soulmate, you know, maybe it wasn't meant to be with the twin flame right now or whatever. I read something where it said everybody's got baggage. Right?
Yeah,
everybody's got baggage.
That could be another episode for another time, too.
When you find the person that's willing to help you unpack, that's the person you keep. And
yep.
I consider
that's
that person
true.
To be
that's
your soulmate. And if they're willing to stick around and somebody else isn't, or that you can't, like, you know, maybe your twin flame is somewhere else or gone.
They're dealing with their own baggage and can't even bother with yours.
Yeah. It just everything just falls into place now with what we were saying here. This is phenomenal. This really is. Great subject.
And I love the question about, you know, is there only one soulmate? But when you look at it under this heading,
no.
It's like, there's
oh, no.
So many. You could be with one of many people
oh,
in this
yeah.
life.
Let's take a time out real quick for any of the younger people who are listening or who are going to be eventually listening to this. There are multiple soulmates, as in plural.
Yeah.
Plural.
Many,
I am going
many.
They come into your life for a reason for that particular time.
And then they get out.
And then they get out.
Yeah. So when you're young, the first person is not always the
person. Be careful of that first boyfriend, ladies.
Yeah,
and we don't have it in our hearts to tell you.
I'm so in love.
Yeah, okay.
That's very interesting, too. I mean, the thought came in and it came out. But just about, you know, soulmates and how you can be with so many of them in one lifetime. And maybe that first love is a soulmate, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you're there for that first love experience, perhaps, and that's it.
Krista, are you going to be sticking around during the show?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to keep you on the line here. We also have the effervescent Vera joining us this evening. Vera, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. How is the weather up there? I do have to drive back.
Terrible.
Yeah, wonderful. All right.
You could have softened it for me.
Yeah. No, I like blunt and honest. So, Vera, you have an interesting story. Why don't you tell us... about soulmates or twin flames?
I'm not sure which part of the story is so interesting. You want me to tell how David and I met?
Yeah, sure.
We've got another hour. Go ahead, girl.
Well, we met at Mounted Police School. I was a squad leader because I'm considerably older than him. So you were talking about differences, you know, and there might be age differences. That was one of them. So... we were at Mounted Police School on horseback. I was a squad leader, and all week I have this guy next to me, this cute young guy, and I'm like wondering why. And then the last night he asked me for my phone number, and I asked him why, and did he know how old I was? And he said yes, but he liked older women. And that's how we went back to our respective counties and our houses, and then ended up dating a few weeks later and got married within 4 months. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's twin flames. It's usually quick. It's quick when they, quick for it to start, like, go. So.
Excellent.
She said something else about twin flames and soulmates. I mean, it's like it's like you've always known each other sometimes.
So comfortable.
And then when there's time apart even, too. It's like when you get back together, you pick up exactly where you left off.
Well, we've had a very, I don't want to say rocky marriage, because it wasn't rocky in the true sense of it, but it certainly had a lot of ups and downs financially and with other things going on in our life. But we hung in there, and we've, and I've had medical issues, you know. He's had other issues. We've both had job issues, but we've stuck it out, and we've been there for each other, and it's a really wonderful feeling. But I always thought he was my soulmate. It wasn't until I read Danielle's blog about what a twin flame was that I realized he's a twin flame instead of a soulmate. So it just that blog was really interesting, the way you laid it all out and explained everything. I don't know if everybody read it, but it was quite good and quite thorough. So I mean I got a real education reading it, and I don't know, I think Dave and I, we complement each other in a lot of different ways, but we have so many, we have a lot of differences too. There was the age difference. There's all kinds of differences. I mean, but at least we, you know, I was an attorney for all those years. He was on the police force. He's 11 years younger. I'm retired now. He just retired recently. So, you know, we had a lot of differences. And, you know, it's been a great relationship in that I know I can always depend on him, no matter, even if we have a fight. That I never had that in any other relationship. I always, if there was a fight, then we didn't speak for weeks. Now we have a fight, and then 2 minutes later, we talk to each other like nothing ever happened. You know, it's a different dynamic between he and I than I've ever had with any other relationship. So, is that a twin flame?
I have to ask though, when he ends a conversation, does he say the end?
Yeah. No one knows what you're talking about, but no, he
That's
doesn't.
That's what I figured.
Anyway,
I got nothing.
And you all think he's so quiet. He's not very quiet at all. He's very, well, some of you know, because on investigations, he's very funny. You know that. He's very, has a good sense of humor.
Well, what's that Jackie had said to me about Twin Flames? And you look at him, you see right through him. So
yep.
He's not going to be as quiet with you, Vera, as he will with everybody else. Because you see right inside he does
but
with you.
You know what I said to him, or I have said to him on several occasions, is, could you treat me like you treat your friends? Because we have a different dynamic. I want to be like one of your friends because I feel like when you talk to them, it's a better relationship, you know. We have a rougher way of dealing with each other than he
yeah,
deals
Vera,
with
that's
his friends.
That's what they say always is like, you know, with them. Like, it's because they're their raw self, you know what I mean? It's like the other, like that's how we, if you would say that's your mirror image. So if you would be able to talk to somebody like that, it would bother you if he does it to you.
Well, you know what? When we were getting married, his sister said to me, one of his sisters said to me, you know, you two are just like brother and sister. And I was like, what? You say what? But that's what she saw in the two of us, that we were like one half of the other, you know, that we were similar, and I didn't think we were similar at all, you know. But he apparently, to other people, we seem similar, or at least to his family. In the early on, we seem similar. But I think we have a really good relationship now, which doesn't mean that you don't yell and scream and get angry and all of that. But you know, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. That's what I've learned over the years. So.
Very cool. Number to call in is 347-633-9648. You have, if you found your soulmate or twin flame, or if you're looking for yours, let us know.
What are you going to do about it if they're looking?
Well, that's an excellent question.
Yeah.
I mean,
because there's people who actually are on a mission to find them, and they're not going to find them doing that. Like, you're led... You're brought together, you know. It doesn't work that way. It's kind of just trusting that they're going to be led to. Not necessarily, I'm just saying even a soulmate, because a lot of times when people are on a search for something, they change who they are. They're changing how they're acting. They're trying to conform to what they think they want to have, and they're not really being their true self. So you want somebody who's going to be able to take you for who you are and love you for who you are and, you know, accept the good and the bad as it is. Or like you said, even with your relationship, where if you have somebody who's a chop buster, and I know Dave is, or vice versa, that you know that it's done in fun, and even if he is different with other people, you know he does it because he feels comfortable with you. You know, he feels like he can be, you know, his true self.
Well,
so you're supposed to
offer
that to you.
Yeah. It was not something I was looking for, certainly, and not something I thought I'd find at police school. But, you know, so what I would say is if people are looking for soulmates or looking for twin flames, they should do things that they like, and that's where they're going to find them, to,
yourself.
With similar interests.
not only be yourself, but you really have to love yourself.
Yeah.
You yourself have to resonate. And when you do resonate, someone will come along, whether it be your soulmate or your twin flame or whatnot.
Or the police.
Or the police.
Or a lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and be true to yourself, right? Loving, that goes hand in hand with loving yourself. Because I think that if you do meet your twin flame, you open that heart chakra, that heart connection, as Jackie said, and you are looking to complete yourself. You're looking for that other half of your whole. You're looking for even just, you know, partnership because there's a hole in your life, because there's something missing. If you're on that search for the wrong reasons, and anything short of fulfilling your higher purpose is the wrong reason, and doing good for others is really the wrong reason to go searching, then you're going to find, if you do find your twin flame, you're opening up that connection, and it's going to be devastating when it doesn't work out. And then you're going to always have that person on your mind. You're going to wish that you can get that person off your mind, and it just, you
doesn't
know,
work.
Wait a minute. If you find your twin flame and it doesn't work, how can it not work?
Because one might not be ready for that intense of a relationship.
There's lots of reasons it might
not
work.
Because you're supposed to come together to do good. Believe it or not, the main reason they brought them together, or it's believed, is they were meant to serve a purpose on the planet and the universe to do higher work, to do a higher purpose. So it's usually like-minded, more spiritually minded, you know, people who work together to do better for the world and do better for...
So can people look too hard and look right past their twin flame?
I would say that's probably hard to do.
Yeah, because there's sometimes a connection that you can't even explain. Like, all of a sudden you're like, it's that, like...
I think we've all been there. Yeah.
For soulmate, I mean, absolutely. Mm. You definitely find people who have been... I mean, I've had people in my life who are definitely, you know, that or that type of a connection. And I think the way they're... with the twin flame is it's one that you can't skate around it, basically, is like what Danielle was saying. Like, you know, when you look at them, you look right through them. You know, when they're with you, it's a different feeling. It's uncomfortable if you're not, like, you know, all there, or, you know, embracing it. But at the same time, if you do, it's amazing what can be done. So it's, and like Vera's saying, she's describing it almost to a T what's been written on, like, thousands of sites, you know, on the internet, like her relationship with Dave, which is, because it's so intense, there will be up and down, you know, and it's just kind of riding through it, and still, like she said, you know, in the end, you're still one.
Well, you got, okay, now, I'm thinking you got twin flames, right?
Yep.
Can one of those flames sort of, like, you know... little Peter out there, bad choice of words, but you know what I mean. Can one of those flames sort of diminish a little bit? Or?
Not that kind of flame.
No, I don't mean that. I didn't mean that.
With the hand motions here, it's not helping.
Nothing inappropriate. I'm just, my.
No,
I was curling.
Will the flame
my
ever go out? Is that
down.
What you're asking?
Yeah.
Will the flame ever go out?
Can it dull? Can it smaller?
Not with that, but with soulmates, absolutely. I feel that there are things that can come in because there are so many differences, so many similarities at the same time, that depending on what's going on with the person and how they're kind of, you know, changing or growing through life, one might not grow at the same rate as the other. So even though you might feel that connection in your heart to them, that doesn't mean that you're not going to change enough that you might be moving on to a different path, because we do have so many soulmates. So,
Krista, do you have anything to add?
No.
Come on, Krista. Throw something out of here for us. Throw us a bone.
I just can't imagine how it would be if my twin was still alive, because the connection is so strong even now.
I'm going to put you on the spot here, because that's just me. How would you feel if your twin was still alive?
Well, there'd be a lot of guilt, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's going to be, well, that's, you just took a lot of pressure off her there,
yeah,
Charlie.
No. Well, it's true. I mean, just think about it. If there was that much of an attraction to each other.
It's hard. That's why they say it's difficult. A lot of times you're in a marriage. Some people are in, like, 20-year marriages before they run into that, and then they have to make it okay,
30,
like
40,
maybe, yeah, 50, absolutely.
I mean,
that you never know when it's gonna be placed in front of you, and it's at that point when it was supposed to be, but that's when a lot of time. I mean, we hear stories. I've heard, believe me, doing this work, I've heard a lot of stories of people who literally have left 30, 40-year marriages because they couldn't believe, like, they felt like it was their twin flame, and it was, they got into their marriage where it was a point where, yeah, they loved the person, but they had grown a little bit apart, and that was, like, their segue of, oh, my God, it could be like this. So, and then there's ones who don't. You know, they're just not at that point where they feel like they want to take that step. You know, sometimes they're older when it happens, so they might not be in that place where they want to, you know, take that leap, or they feel like they're at that level of growth yet.
Well, I can tell you that I had feelings that I realized, and I definitely shut them off. Like, I didn't shut them off, but I was trying to, because I definitely did not want it to come between me and my husband.
Yeah.
Good girl.
It's easier for her to deal with it now because he is on the other side, so it's not really.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to, you know, try to, you know, figure that out. Here.
Danielle, didn't you say in your blog that when one person passes on, that they become a guide for the carnate person that's still in the bodily world? Because I read that and I thought that was very interesting.
That definitely happened to me.
Yeah, and they don't have to have passed on too. Sometimes they just don't incarnate in the same lifetime,
mm-hmm.
maybe because they're not supposed to have meant to, or just to be a guide.
Right.
So you never knew them in this life, but they're always with you. I think, and Jackie, you may have said this to me too, that they're always with you in some way, shape, mm-hmm. or form. Or maybe, you know, I read that, I'm sure, somewhere too, that somewhere somehow your twin flame is a part of your life.
Because you don't always find them in your lifetime. That's why it's so rare. It's not always somebody, whereas we have soulmates, you know, we can go through many lives. You always incarnate with your twin in the same lifetime. Not everybody knows that. They think they always have their twin flames. Always, you know, there's one there somewhere. You know, maybe they're not.
Yeah. Or maybe, you know, and I think you could probably do so much more for the person you love as a guide, then you can, you know, then you can
in
this
lifetime.
Especially
get that level of growth. Especially, like, for Chris, in Chris's case, absolutely, like, she knows this, I've already told her, like, he's over there and he's helping her. Like, that was one of the first things that came through, like, that's what he's going to do. He will always be a guide for her.
Mm-hmm.
There will always be that connection, and he wasn't really at that level here, you know, in human form to kind of embrace that connection.
Mm.
Well, what about the age difference? I'm interested because of the difference in Dave's and my age. Like, that meant that we could have gone for a very long time and never met. I mean, it was really happenstance that we met. So I once said to him, you know, when I was a senior in high school, you were, like, in fifth grade. And he was like, yeah, so? But, like, I don't, you know, I think of it, like, how do you, when there's big age differences like that, how does it work out? I mean, it seems like.
Because that was the time, like, it's believed that we come together at a certain point when we're supposed to, and if the one person can raise, you know, reach that level of where you're balanced and equal, then it works. Sometimes one person is at it sooner than another. So you will meet sometimes at different ages because, you know, Dave's young, but he's Dave. I mean, you know, Dave is definitely on a higher level, especially with his intuitive side. So where you guys were at those points in your life, you would have been at a good place for that connection to take place.
That's true. When you met at the same age and, you know, one of you wasn't spiritually evolved, then the relationship had no chance. Or what if you meet your twin flame and one is very, very, very young, where there's really no opportunity, but the other, you know, is older, and maybe that meeting was meant to happen, not because they were meant to be together in this life, but because that one person was supposed to provide the other with something that they needed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could see that. You know, you want to come into that life to help that person move through a particular mm-hmm. point, even though you can't really
also,
be together.
Also, there's other things that had to take place. Maybe you were supposed to be married before to reach a certain goal mm-hmm. in work. Maybe
Absolutely.
You were supposed to have children. Maybe you were supposed to, there's other things that had to come into play before you would have even evolved to be the person you were at that point. You know, so it's, I find most people say, it's odd how it happened, or how fast it happened, or, you know, that, you know, maybe they knew them when they were younger, and then there was a gap, and then all of a sudden they met them again. Like, there's so many stories that are so different, but they always end up coming back together. And so, I mean, your story is like a textbook twin flame case, which is great, because Vera pretty much covered all the points.
the other odd thing was David had friends and I had friends and we had friends in common and we didn't even know it. We had never met, but I'd say, I'm going to my friend Cheryl. He goes, oh, I know Cheryl. I go, you don't know Cheryl. She's my friend. She's not your friend. She goes, well, and he would say, well, she was my friend before she was your friend. And then I would investigate, and sure enough, they had met, you know, in some other mm-hmm. activity and knew each other. It was like we had several friends like that were in common. It was very strange in the beginning, you know.
That's
how
really
we,
neat.
Yeah, so there you go. That's how it happened.
Mm-hmm. Charlie's just taking all this.
Charlie
what's he doing?
Charlie's like, I didn't expect this to be this deep. He might be on overload.
Love the one you're with.
Number to call in is 347-633-9648. So, yeah, this almost just for a split second. So, only one twin flame, multiple soulmates. You got to love yourself.
Does a twin flame have to be somebody else?
It could be
a spirit.
It can't be
a dog, an animal, a chair.
Yeah.
Soulmates.
Something living.
As far as soulmates go, sure, you can have a soulmate that's a dog. Just depends on how close, or any kind of animal. You could have a couch that could be your soulmate.
Well, not true.
You could have that connection with a couch.
No.
Hey.
those are the people that we don't talk about. that's a different program altogether. That's not even us.
You know what, though? I mean, I know that I've incarnated as different beings before. So why not? Why couldn't you have a soulmate that is your, or a twin flame, perhaps, even that's your dog? Why not?
Well, I guess if you reincarnated as a person and he stayed a dog, because usually
right.
it's the split of a soul.
Mm. Well,
I don't know. I've never heard of any of those kind of
things. But I bet you there's some dog lovers out there, Colin, if you are, who love your dog and have a better connection with them than you do with...
I think there's a lot of people that have more of a connection
with
animals than
but,
people.
I mean,
sure.
dogs are so close to humanity that who's to say that as part of your evolutionary journey you didn't spend... You know, a dog's life here on Earth. I mean, I don't see why there's a possibility that.
Now, see, if we would have said cat, I'd say absolutely not. But a dog, yeah. Maybe.
Well, it's funny that you said that because all I'm thinking in the back of my head is I remember being like 5, 6 years old and thinking in my head, I'm so glad I'm a person and not a cat. And that opened up me because it was so clear to me as a little kid. That opened up the whole realm of possibility for reincarnation for me. Like, I had been a cat before. So it is funny that you said
really?
That, actually. Yeah. And I probably am the way I am today just because I had that fleeting thought when I was still a baby and so close to spirit and able to pick up on it and hold on to it. So that being said, that goes back to... We have no proof or idea for sure, but I would be open to the possibility that at least a soulmate, if not a twin flame, could certainly be something other than...
Oh, I definitely feel like a soulmate could be your... I've heard people say they're animals, they're soulmates. You know, it's that strong of a connection.
And you guys were laughing at me.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
No, I told you.
All of a sudden it was like,
you turned us all around.
There you go. Yeah, you know, you get a pet bat, and you let it hang from your fingers, sleeping upside down. You just
Maybe
take
then.
Care of it. That thing loves you, you know?
Whatever works. So, we briefly touched on it, but we didn't completely answer it here. If you are with your soulmate right now, and say you are married, and you meet your twin flame, and you are really attracted to that twin flame, and as Krista was saying, there is a lot of guilt in there, what do you do?
That's when you really do some soul searching, you know. For most people, once you've been guided, that you've kind of been guided together, it is more of a, and you recognize it, it's going to be somebody who's more, from what I'm told, when you're finally guided together, you're going to be more in tune with that kind of thing anyway. So you're going to be more into somebody who does kind of go within or is able to, whether it be they meditate or whether they do kind of really follow their intuitive side or whatever. It's very difficult to, it's definitely a challenge to go back and forth with your intuitive side of thoughts.
Because, I mean, if there...
there's other factors in there. Sometimes there's children. Sometimes there's a 30-40 marriage. You know, I mean, roots, history. Not everybody gets that. But at the same time, sometimes they're tortured because internally they're being drawn to the half of them. And it's almost like they can make themselves sick over it because the way they feel with that person and the history they have with another, it's hard. It's for them to, you know, work through that. And it really is soul searching. I definitely feel like what's best for that person. Sometimes somebody's like, you know what, I'm going with it. You know, I'm going to see where it takes me. And they just know they're being guided. This is going to be great. I know it is. And then there's others that they can't get out of there. They can't. And that's another time when you won't connect at that point. Because that's one of the things that come up where there's, like, issues going on with them or, you know, one of the challenges.
Well, this is really interesting now. Supposing, okay, you're with your soulmate. You're married. Years, right? There's history. There's loyalty, okay? There's all of that involved. There's love, too, you know? And then you meet your twin flame. Just because you're meeting them now doesn't mean you won't meet them later, does it?
No, I don't think so.
You can meet it in
because to me, loyalty.
No, but to me at the same time, means, you know, in this lifetime.
Oh, you can meet
well.
Here again, sure,
oh, yeah.
Later on, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like you're losing it. It could happen again.
Especially if
it
it's
can,
not
yeah.
right timing.
Right.
I think that the universe. If one person is not stepping up to the plate,
that's what it is.
Yep.
That's all it is with that. Like, one person just isn't there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think that the universe, and I will say this from, you know, experience and things that I've heard, you know, one person not stepping up to the plate, the universe will continually give the opportunity to meet again and again until you are both at the same, in the same place, in the same vibration, ready to do the same work. You don't have to be exactly at the same level, but enough where you can both go and move forward.
I think somebody said it the best when they said when both people just get it.
Mm.
That's how they said it to me.
That makes sense.
When both people just get it. It doesn't matter not exactly where you're meant to be, but you both have understanding of where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you just get it. Then there's not a question. It just happens. You just let it happen. And
yeah.
not everybody is there. Sometimes they do. They sometimes have a lot of personal stuff going on, too. You know, they're not in that mindset.
That's a good point.
That's why, you know, they feel that when they're brought, that's the difficult part. Like, if you are together and then years go by, like, no matter what you do, that person's always on your mind. Like, once you connected, you can't ever get them off.
Yeah.
And then most people, you know, they either have the regrets they didn't do something then, or they have the angst of how do I let go? And it's not a matter of letting go. You can't. It's not letting go of that. It's just you come into an understanding. Okay, I'm going to have this connection, and I wasn't at the level I was supposed to be when it happened. So I have to kind of accept. Okay, I'm always going to have this connection with this person.
And that's where I said originally, you know, being in your head. If you have this opportunity or you can't have the opportunity for whatever reason, and you have to go into your head and say, I decided or I know that I was going to be held back by this relationship that was so intense and felt so right,
yeah.
And I don't want to be held back, so I have to go my own path until such time that they can catch up with me, if possible. And I read someplace, you know, that a twin flame relationship is not really the place to be working through baggage either.
No way.
So you need to have your baggage taken care of before you go into that relationship.
They're not usually there. Like, they're not, they didn't get through their junk.
Yeah.
And if they didn't get through their junk, there's no way, because then the other person actually has to, like, slow down and yep. backtrack. And
that's like the antithesis of what a twin flame relationship is supposed to be. And I would say that you're never going to be completely rid of your junk, right? That's why we're human. We carry this baggage with us. And maybe some of us are extremely evolved and enlightened and are through all of it. But I think the point is that maybe you're with your twin flame and they're a support for you, but you can never expect them to unload your baggage for you.
Yeah.
And maybe a soulmate can. Maybe a soulmate can actually help you take everything out of the suitcase and dust it off and put it in the boxes it belongs in. But I just don't see that as being something that a twin flame can do because it's so intense. I think a twin flame would take it out and throw it and break it against the wall, and then that would just cause an argument. And
it's supposed to be somebody who's just like Vera. Because when you just get it, you don't need to do that. So usually in those relationships, it doesn't get to that point. So it's like Vera said, they might have their arguments, but then it's like they're not holding grudges. They're not holding it over each other. They just continue on. So that is different because in the other relationships, that's not what happens.
I used to call it the Vera rule of twos. If you were if you didn't talk to me for a day, then I didn't talk to you for 2 days. Or if you were nasty to me one day, then I was twice as nasty to you back. And that was like the way I had my relationships. And
Vera, I love you. Vera, I love you. I love you, Vera.
You are my god.
And all my friends knew. Oh, it's the Vera rule of doubles, you know. And it was like. So that was that. That was my. I don't do that anymore. But anyhow.
She's moved past that. Well, Jackie had said she doesn't think that there could ever not be we were talking about the dwindling of the flame, right?
Yeah,
can the flame ever
dwindle?
I don't think it would ever dwindle. I agree, but that's not to say that it wouldn't be the love wouldn't be replaced with another intense emotion. I could totally see twin flame relationship that didn't work out being pure and utter hatred.
Oh, God.
Because it's intense, and it's intense emotion, and realistically, emotion knows no difference between, you know, love and hate. Now, not under the umbrella.
Because the intensity is the same.
Exactly.
So you can have, like, the Batman and Joker, that intensity, they could be twin flames in a sense.
Yeah.
So your mortal enemy, whoever it may be, if you are both resonating that much anger, in a way, you could be twin flames.
What do they call that? I think that's an actual, like, literature term.
It is,
foil,
and I can't, yes.
Foil, right?
Yes.
Is that what it is? And it's like you're polar opposite, but yet you're the same.
I was going to say, because it's like what we teach, though, whatever you're putting out, you're going to get back.
Yeah.
Normally in those relationships, it's not supposed to go that way. It's supposed to emit the opposite energy, so more of the positive and the enlightened light, white light energy. So you would be magnifying that, but if you were somebody where they're saying, you know, you're looking in the mirror, say both of you are in a bad spot, so you still get together, you know, think about it. I could absolutely see that happening, you know.
You know, it's funny when you talk about the love and the hate, and a lot of people think that hate is the opposite of love, and it's not.
Nope, it's indifference.
Indifference.
Attaboy.
When you have indifference, when somebody loves you or hates you, the emotion's there.
Sure.
When they don't have any feeling for you at all, oh, my God. Oh.
Well, if you think about it, everything is a circle, and you think of the spectrum as one end or the other, right? I mean, and technically white and black aren't on either ends of the spectrum, but if you were to make that a circle, what do you get? Gray, that's right in between.
Yeah.
I mean, and love and hate are the same thing. And like you said, indifference would be the opposite.
Oh, it's painful. But I'm just curious about the, you know, I'm still the twin flames, you know, how, I don't know if luck is the right word, but how lucky would somebody have to be to meet that twin flame at just the right time where you're both vibrating at the same vibrations, everything's moving, you're both at the same spot, now you're going to change the world. And everything works out unbelievably. How often does that happen?
I don't know.
It's
That's
why they say you're
percentage
supposed to
on
embrace
that.
It when it does.
Embrace.
Some people
it's
don't.
It's more often. closer now, though, they say, than it used to be.
Well, we are, as humanity is vibrating at a higher frequency.
Yeah.
Really?
So, I think so.
Yeah, so there more of them are coming together than originally.
I believe that.
I would just think that's got to be almost impossible.
Some of them don't have twin flames. They don't realize it. They don't have it.
Ever?
It's not on this. They're not going to incarnate on this.
They don't exist.
Right.
It would be
as
another
a human
life.
Or
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Dog.
Possible.
Or spirit.
Like sometimes
spirit.
They're not meant to meet their twin flame in this lifetime.
In this lifetime.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's very rare. If you're in the same.
First, you have to be incarnated at the same time.
Okay.
You have to be within a reasonable age difference. You have to be both have worked through your baggage on your own or be willing to work through it on your own while you're in the relationship, and you have to be at the same level. I mean,
level.
Plus a whole bunch of other like minor things.
And then it starts all over again after you meet.
Yep.
Why bother?
Yep.
Why bother?
I mean, my God.
You know what? There's a point in that. There is a point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're constantly climbing up the hill to get to the goal.
Well, once you
and when you get to the top of the hill, you find out that the mountain is another 10,000 feet up.
But that's when you have to look out the mountain.
Yeah.
Turn around, take a look at what you've already climbed. That'll give you the motivation to go back up the mountain even further because of
the
views.
Next peak that takes you to another.
I will get you another bottle of wine to get you up the mountain.
God,
I'll get you another bottle.
What a freaking waste of time. Come on, man. You know.
But a twin flame relationship is not the kind of relationship that you are going to have so that you can sit on a beach in Bora Bora and drink margaritas. You are in that relationship to work. Otherwise, that person is just saying.
I'm thinking it's all wrong then. So my soulmate, that's it. I'm good.
Yeah.
Soulmate, you've hit a point.
I'm not looking any further. I don't have to go in.
Watch you from above and guide you to Bora Bora. I mean, that's...
There you go.
I've never been to Bora Bora.
I don't need to be looking.
This is what Wikipedia says.
Wikipedia.
Twin flames.
There you go.
It's the thought that only graduate souls have twin flames on Earth as their purpose is to do spiritual work and energy work to help the planet. That's why you come together. You have a higher purpose. Those people that
that's another issue. What if one twin flame doesn't want to do that work? That relationship's not going to work.
No, it's not
going to work.
It doesn't happen.
That's when the flame goes.
There goes the we don't need a whiteboard. We just need the hand.
Yep.
It's called shrinkage.
Yep.
There you go.
Shrinkage. You know what shrinkage is.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Krista, we're going to apologize ahead of time here.
She knows that she's watched Seinfeld. She knows what shrinkage is.
She's a pretty
cool person.
She knows how we talk.
Come on.
And all the listeners out there, we also apologize to you.
Yeah, sure.
They know it's part of the show at one point or another.
There's so many listeners we can get on the phone here because, you know, we got like 50,000 waiting to get on, so. We don't need to.
The lines are tied up.
The lines are tied up, sure.
Some of them are calling. I see the chat room, and some of them are saying, how come I can't get in? Well, because our lines are full, so don't worry. We'll get to you.
All righty, then.
Yep. So, feeling guilt is actually a good thing. That's the first start. Is it?
It's a good thing?
Well, listen,
really
if you
lousy.
Have your soulmate, you're married for 20, 25 years, you meet your twin flame, you're going to feel guilty. Is that a good thing or bad thing?
Are they a spirit or are they a real person?
Doesn't matter. You met your twin flame. You've been married. Let me rephrase that. You've been happily married for 25 years. 35 years. Yes. All of a sudden, you meet your twin flame and you are happily married. How are you going to feel?
I'll tell you exactly how I'm going to
feel. I'm waiting for that.
A lot of people might not believe this. I am Mr. Loyalty. And you know what? I put in 35 years, 2 years before that. I've got children that are now looking to have children. And I could meet the next 5 people in a row that would be my twin flame. I know that's impossible, but I'm just saying I could meet the next 5. And by this conversation that we just went over, I could know I can meet them somewhere down in the future, too. Maybe not even in this world. But I will stick it out.
I wonder if there's the potential. And even if in the relationship with your twin flame, you meet your twin flame, you've been married for 35 years, you are loyal, in your head, in the back of your head, there's that potential. Oh, I wonder if. But no, I'm happy in my marriage. I'm going to stay with my soulmate, blah, blah, blah.
Everybody
but that
wonders.
Doesn't mean that you can't. Sure. But that does. I wonder if that doesn't truly mean that you can't have a relationship with your twin flame, even if you can't be
you
with
can.
Them. And
I think you can. I think you can. Hmm. You can have a relationship with just about anybody.
And you could probably still do some level of spiritual work with
them.
So it's not, and I wrote this in my blog, and I think that it's not that you have to be in a relationship with them or have failed at a relationship with them, but I think that one of the describing factors of a twin flame is that the potential for the relationship, the thought of the relationship is always going to come in, is always going to come in somewhere.
Right.
But let's not, I mean, again, as far as being open to it, that's, I don't think you would have to be in a relationship in order to have your twin flame in your life. It will still be a very intense relationship.
Don't you have to define what you say as relationship? Because some people sit there and say, oh, relationship means
romantic,
right away, romantic.
Romantic
and,
relationship.
You know, we're going to take it to the nth degree. And
well, you have a relationship with
everybody.
Your siblings.
You
I mean,
have a relationship with any, everybody you come in contact
You're
with.
You're absolutely right.
So, I mean, you have to know what degree and what level that relationship's going to be at. Now, when I sit there and I say, you know, I've been married for 35 years, I have a huge relationship there. Huge. And, I mean, you know, unless my wife, you know, came at me with a knife or a gun or something, I would hope that the relationship would continue.
Right.
But, I mean, if something dramatic like that happened, where basically or she changed all the locks on the doors before I got home one day, or, you know, one of those things, there's certain things that you have to weigh, you know? And I would think that, you know, you sit there and you put in all this time for something like that, the relationship there is there, okay? Something that could be out there, you know, to take me to a higher level and maybe cure the world of cancer. I'm not going to be that person to do that. I could do a lot of good things. I'm always trying to pay it forward. But what you said, you know, there's different relationships, you know, how you could do it, how you could work towards something even without being the type of relationship you might have with your spouse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. It's never going to be easy. Nobody said life was going to be easy. But the idea here is that when you start understanding it, like what we're doing tonight, oh man, never have I ever thought about this type of situation. Phenomenal.
I don't think if you were with somebody who you were supposed to be with in this lifetime, I don't necessarily know that it would be a lifetime your twin flame would incarnate anyway. I feel
what
research has found is that most of the time if your twin flame does come in front of you, most of the people have already said they were at a point in their life where they weren't in a great relationship or whatever. So what you're talking about with, yes, you can still have them in your life, I absolutely feel that way definitely for soulmates. From people who have come in here or have talked to me or have actually had stories about it, it's not that easy keeping them. Like, yeah, that would be great if you could keep them as your friend because it is such a strong, like, bond, but at the same time it's so difficult because it is the heart one, so it's uncomfortable. Like, it's intense. It's, you know, so
it'll definitely be a more
not,
intense relationship than with your significant other.
It's hard
other.
Not to share it on the next level.
Right.
But I've not had one story come in front of me where it was ever brought in front of somebody who was in a phenomenal relationship with who they were with. And they're, you know what I'm saying? And in Chris's case, I think it's different because he is on the other side, you know? So it's not like she's not experiencing it where he's here. And yeah, she has a great relationship with her husband. And then this person just comes in out of the blue and she's in this great relationship with some, where there's nothing wrong, you know? Whereas most of the people who have told me their stories, they were in a place where they had the option.
Okay. Not using names. Mm-hmm. How many people have actually come to sit and talk with you about
this? Oh, my God,
this?
Are you kidding me?
No,
between
I'm just...
Between soulmates and twin flames, I couldn't even count.
Really?
Yeah, 90% of the people that come in, it is something to do with relationships.
I'm missing something.
It's one of two things, usually. Finance or relationships.
Yep.
Just depends on the year, too. After Christmas, they talk about finances. Around Valentine's Day, they talk about relationships.
Well, and a lot of times they're grappling with things. Like I said, sometimes things that are holding them in their relationships are not things. They're important things. They are. They're their children. They're their home.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're both on a home. You know, sometimes it's family. Sometimes, like I said, sometimes it's history. You've been with that person for so many years, and they have connections. Not everybody wants to stir the pot in their life, you know, and go through all of that either, even if it isn't good. But most of the time, if they're brought in front of them, it's at a point where it wasn't. It's not so much, you know, in that place. So,
is there something you can do to bring the twin flame around?
Be yourself.
Yeah.
Be yourself. Be yourself. Love yourself.
If they're here,
let that resonate. If they're
now,
there, you
yeah.
go. If they're even here, if they are here, resonate. Resonate. Whoever you are, be proud of who you are, and you will attract them.
And keep doing your work.
Yep.
Keep doing what you're doing. Because if you do find your twin flame, you're in for bigger things than you ever realized. And Joseph Campbell, your bliss. That's exactly what you would be doing right there. But be yourself, love yourself, accept yourself, and let the law of attraction work the rest.
Yeah, most people
little,
put their guard up when
that's
there.
I was
going to
say, that's a little disappointing because you know how many people don't love themselves, don't hold themselves with a high
opinion. That's why they're not meeting their twin
yeah.
flames. That's why they're with their soulmates because I think that's a...
Much
more.
Well, it's here to get along with a soulmate. It doesn't have to be so. You're not looking at your mirror image either. Usually, things that bug you about your twin flame are what you do, and that's really hard for people to face themselves. Like Paul was just saying, like you have to love yourself because if you can't face yourself, you couldn't possibly be with twin flame.
I don't know if I could be with my twin flame. Obviously, I've got my soulmate.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could. If I found my twin flame, we'd probably kill each other.
Would you want to find your flame at this point, though?
I don't think so.
There you go.
I don't think so.
That's why you probably won't find twin flame.
Yeah.
You are set.
The next time.
You are basically set. Mm-hmm. And when I mean by loving yourself, that also means even if you've been married or you've been in a relationship and you find your twin flame, and there is a bit of guilt there. It's okay to feel guilty. That's actually healthy. But, like Danielle has said, you have to find out what level you are actually on with your twin flame. If you're not on the same level, stick with your soulmate. Stick with what you feel comfortable with and go with what makes you happy. But if there comes a time where you can actually have the best of both worlds, in this case, this is what Krista now has, run with it. Because you're only going to be better for it.
Okay, Chris has got here and the spirit world.
Correct.
And then what happens if they're both here? Talk about guilt.
Well,
talking about guilt?
You keep asking that question, but I think
I can answer that. I can actually answer that. That goes back to your upbringing. It's what we were taught years ago.
Catholic.
Okay? We have thoughts about other people while we're married or we're in a intense relationship. Technically, that's adultery. Me being the Catholic, I would have to say if we are evolving and we are finding our twin flames, we are beyond the Catholic Church at this point. We have to throw out some of the things that we grew up with that may not hold true anymore. And that's part of releasing the guilt. If you accept that you do have a twin flame and a soulmate, you have to make them both work at some point. And that's actually how Peter got crucified, by the way. When we were told, it was written in the Bible, that we were only supposed to be with one person and no other person alone. That's how we got crucified in Rome.
Really?
Yes. I actually was watching that on the History Channel yesterday, believe it or not. So there's reasons for everything on that one. But yes, we have to be more open-minded when we get to that spiritual level. So when we find our twin flame, it's becoming part of a higher spiritual level. And at that point, we either want it or we don't, and we have to go with it. With whatever we are comfortable with. Like you just said, if you meet your twin flame, probably not going to happen. because you are very loyal. You are very loyal. Anybody else? It's like Danielle said, find out where your frequency is. Find out where you two are. If you're very far apart, give it more time.
Okay, well, I'm going to need some help here from everybody, because if I do find my twin flame, give me a big slap. Just wake me up, okay?
There's two Charlies in this world.
Remember
there's
that,
two Charlies in this
that
world?
Remember movie Moonstruck?
Yes.
When he's just, he goes, oh,
snap
Loretta,
out of it.
Loretta, I love you. And she goes, snap out of it. She smacks him.
That was a beautiful smack, too.
Oh, man.
Whack.
You know? Loretta, come on. Loretta, come up to my room. Loretta.
But you know what? If your twin flame actually smacked you in the face like that, you probably...
No. The twin flame won't. I just asked you guys to slap me.
that's what I'm asking,
okay? Twin flame will be going, come on. You know? Got to be really careful.
Sometimes people run from that, though. Sometimes they do have that intense...
Yeah.
Attraction, and
yep.
they get scared the crap out of them.
Well, I'm thinking about Krista right now. Are you still with us, Krista?
She is.
Yep.
Because you were friends with your twin flame for a significant period of time, and then he passed on. But before that, so I mean, this goes back to the question: like, can you choose not to be in a relationship with them? And, you know, I think the boundaries and the lines are very sketchy on that. And I think that if you choose to be in a relationship, you're not going to be able to turn off those feelings. But, I mean, clearly in this instance, you know, Krista did have a platonic relationship without having a romantic relationship with the person who was her twin flame. Now, maybe there was a lot more distance there. Or I don't know. But, yeah. So.
He lived in Ontario.
Oh, see, there was definitely distance there.
Yeah.
He lived in Ontario. Was he a hockey player or a hockey
fan?
No. Hey.
Huh?
Hey.
That's the first person.
Not hey.
Hey. Oh. Ontario. The only person I know that was not a hockey fan in Ontario. Everyone's a hockey fan up in Ontario.
Oh, he might have been a hockey fan, but.
There we go. I'll take a hockey fan. But how was that relationship, though, for
how
you?
Do you mean?
When you were talking to your twin flame and you were married, how was that?
It just felt like a really good friend. Like, I mean, like I had more feelings than that, but I wasn't going to act on it. But it did have that kind of feeling of like coming home. You just felt like you could just talk about whatever's bugging you, and the other person was like, yeah, I totally get it, like I understand, you know. And it was a big loss when he died.
And now you have the best of both worlds.
Now the two of you can do more work than you could when he was in Ontario, actually.
Yeah.
Vera, you still there?
Yes, I am.
I know you are, because it's on my board here. Anything else to add here?
If you knew, why did you ask? Anyway. Anything to add? No, I'm enjoying the whole thing, and I'm marveling that Krista is being so open about it. I'm very impressed that she's
I got open. Used to it.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Class all right. Helps with that.
All righty. I'm just very, I'm impressed, Krista.
I also want to, we've been talking about twin flames, and I don't know if this is a subject for a whole other, you know, radio show at this point, but we haven't talked much about soulmates, because soulmates is something, you know, and being a reader, it comes up quite a bit,
yeah.
Not just
all
twin flames, but, you know, why do I feel this strong connection with so many people? What does it mean? You know, and when it's different people, you know, people of different, you know, the opposite sex, and you start to wonder, you know, do I feel like I'm just, you know, chasing skirts, one person said to me, but that's not what it is. It's that there's these very intense connections, and you know,
sometimes somebody's just meant to be part of your life, like you said before, to help you with growth and things like that. And I think that subject is far more brought up than obviously twin flames, because not a lot of people that connection is so intense, and not a lot of people know much about it. But the soulmate thing, when they're like, I feel like I've known that person forever and I just met them. I mean, we have people say that even here, like, you know, in our group, the some of us know, like, I know I've had a past life with that person, or I know that person is going to be in my life for a long time, because you do, you just have that instant connection with them, you know, and I know a lot of us have that.
And I think that, you know, with the increasing vibration of the human race, there's more soulmates are being drawn into.
Mm-hmm.
I had taken, I mentioned this the last show, a class in France, which was just like, it all came together unbelievably, because me getting on a plane and going to France 2 years ago was never, ever, ever something I would have considered. But I had to do it. It was to learn under Brian Froud, who had been a mentor to me for many years, my opportunity to meet him and learn with him. And I went there all by myself, got on a plane all by myself, stayed in a hotel in Dublin overnight by myself and all that stuff. And I got there and that from the moment I landed and met the people in that class, and especially specifically the people in my class, it was like we had known each other for years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something, the reason I bring that all up is because I think with all these soulmate connections coming in, it's because all of us together, all these people from the same soul group or the same spiritual
mm-hmm.
tribe are coming together now so that we can do higher frequency work, as well. So even if you're not doing it with your twin flame, per se, that doesn't mean that you can't do it. You're doing it with a soulmate, many soulmates. They're all coming together now.
And that's how you can reduce the baggage. When you start to realize that people who have come into your life may have been soulmates, it makes it a lot easier because now they've been preparing you for what's coming up ahead.
Yeah, but sometimes people don't want to learn. Because I definitely feel like there's some people, like even in our own group, who I feel like they were brought together for a reason. They don't always want to, get out of their own head or their own pattern and kind of work with it. But there's reasons why they're brought with, you know, certain, in front of certain people, you know. You're supposed to embrace it and, like, utilize it and get something from it, and sometimes you don't. So sometimes you do come across soulmates where you know you have that connection, but then you do the same thing. You're like, you know what, I don't like what they're saying. I don't like it, even though they were supposed to be like a mentor to you or help. You know, it's just sometimes you know it's somebody you were meant to meet, but you can't figure out why.
Yeah.
Because maybe you can't get out of your head.
Right. They're trying to push you to be the best you can
yeah.
be, but you're
yeah.
stuck in an old pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for you, Daniel. I don't know how to put this, but I'm going to say it anyway. It might come out wrong, but
we'll work on it.
I have gotten a hug from people that were, you know, like when my mom died and my dad died, and you know, friends and family and whatever, people, acquaintances that I knew, that would give you a hug and try to, you know, just make you feel better. And I have gotten hugs from a soulmate completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different. And I was just wondering, you know, is that something that you studied when you went to France? Did they explain the fact of the energies between the soulmates as opposed to energies between people that are acquaintances and people that you like or that you know or you try to help?
I guess I can't say we definitely didn't, you know, discuss that specifically as part of the class, but as a group, us together, I mean, we were always like, if it was just two of us, we were always searching for the other two, you know, where's Grace and Jason, you know, where's Carol, get us, we were always searching to, it was like to complete the group, you know, it was almost like finding that other half, but there were, you know, the four of us, and it was such a powerful connection that energy, we just knew it was different. We didn't have to define it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that answers your question. Or
no, but it was nice. It was nice. I was just thinking that I have gotten hugs from people that I know were my soulmates and hugs from people that meant well.
Right.
Okay, they were friends, acquaintances. And some of the people that you wouldn't expect to be a soulmate actually were.
Mm.
And you could actually feel it. You could feel the energy almost taking your pain away or comforting you, as opposed to almost like an angel wrapping their wings around you. You know? That's what the soulmate felt like. As opposed to somebody going, hey, come here, you know. Come here, I'm so sorry. Oh,
well, it just came to me that as a soulmate, you know, from the same spiritual tribe, that's my own term, by the way, and I like it, so I'm going to stick with
it.
But you are in some way or shape or form vibrating at a similar frequency. Oh, you're in the same, right? So yeah. That would be more comforting than a hug that, you know, may be genuine but isn't going to be deep, because, first of all, they're not going to feel you the same way that a soulmate would. Soulmate, like your friend who called you that day after you left the funeral home, just knew, you know, you know, that being said, you reminded me of my sister, who I had known in my heart of hearts that she was pregnant for 2 to 3 weeks before she called me. And, we're running out of time.
So nah, don't worry about
wrap
it.
Up
we got another half hour. We can keep talking here. Nobody cares.
But no, I think that you get the point, though.
Yeah,
it's all
it.
You get
it.
Each other, so it feels different.
Speaking of getting it, shameless plug here. What's your website? What's your Facebook? Tell us everything about you.
Oh, cool. You can find me by going to www, which for some reason you have to add the three W's, .mindkey.me. So MINDKEY.ME. And you can get my blog there. You catch my blog there. You can find me on Facebook. It's Danielle Rose Writer. So Facebook.com/ or MindKey.
Nice.
Thank you.
Say goodbye.
That was the closing remarks. So we want to thank Krista for opening up to us during a radio show for a lot of people to listen to.
No problem.
Krista, thank you very much. Vera, a pleasure
yes,
as always.
Yes. Thank you.
So we are going to say goodnight to these ladies. Ladies, good night. Thank you very much.
Bye, guys.
Good night.
Bye. Thank you, guys.
Yes, we know. 60 seconds. I know. I'm being told by a British woman, 60 seconds. So, to wrap up, soulmates.
We
can't live with them, can't live without them.
That, in that case, that's true.
Can't kill them.
Can't kill them.
Wait, no, you can kill a soulmate. You can't kill your twin flame.
Okay, all right.
And,
good night, right?
We are saying good night from the Trinity Metaphysical Center here on Route 23 in Hamburg.
973-209-7070.
And we will see you guys next week. If there's a topic that you want us to talk, leave it on Facebook for us.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Still recording. Still recording.
This is really good. Man. I had no